Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 713 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Zubin.
Hi, Pat. Zubin here. I am an engineer based out of Tennessee, Nashville. Love your site. Obviously, have been following it for quite some time now. Starting an online business has been one of the most challenging things for me, my personal life, my professional life, everything. So, today's question, it won't be like the regular technical ones. It's a little bit qualitative. So, I hope you answer it, because you have been in this space for very long time. And my question basically is, I run my online business, and you know, I am on my laptop all day long. Like, I do all kinds of stuff with my website, with my email, with reaching out to my subscribers, like tons and tons of experiments and all kinds of stuff. So I'm on my laptop all day long, and you know, it really is frustrating at times. What happens is my eyes start to pain. You know, I cannot stare in front of my laptop because my eyes constantly start to pain. So obviously you are no doctor to offer me advice, but I would like to have your suggestion as to what sort of things have you done or do you try in order for yourself to keep your eyes not strained out. Again, thanks for the question. I hope you answer my question, and I look forward for your answers. Thanks.
Hey, what's up, Zubin? Thank you so much for this question. I really think it's a great one because we don't really talk about this very much. And when you are working, whether it's working in your own business for yourself or for somebody else, if you're on a computer, it actually takes a lot out of you. You're just sitting there sometimes, which, you know, you might feel like, oh, well, I'm not using that much energy. But something like eye strain is something we don't talk about very much. So I'm very glad you brought this up. And I, in fact, do a lot of things to help myself in that regard. So here are some of the things I do. So first of all, my screen resolution. I actually have on my screen the fonts a little bit bigger than one might normally have. And I do that purposefully because I just want it to make it easier to me when I'm reading things, especially things like blog posts and content or spreadsheets and things like that. I always put the view higher than 100%, and when I'm reading PDF files, I just make it really easy for me. If you're doing coding or something like that, you know, try to bump up the screen resolution, or I guess that would be bringing it down a little bit to make everything bigger, or at least increase the view percentage or the magnification on whatever it is that you're working on. So that's the first thing. That's going to help you stop you from, you know, one of the things that happens when fonts are small or it's just hard to see is you start to squint. And squinting helps you see better, but it also uses muscles in and around your eyes. And like you said, I'm not a doctor, but this is just what I know. And it can take a lot out of you, and you can get tired and your eyes constrain. And, you know, some people get to a point where they just can't look at a screen anymore. For me, I do a couple other things. I use a tool called Flux, F-L-U-X. The URL to get that is at justgetflux.com. And I know there's a version of it for Windows as well, but this is for Mac and it's free to use. What's cool is that, especially for night, and it actually relates to sleep as well, it adjusts automatically the brightness and the tint of your screen throughout the day so that you are not getting that blue glow the whole time. Because if you are, even if on the phone, there's, I believe the iPhone now does this automatically, or you can set it to have it do this automatically for you. But it's, I believe that's called night shift. But the idea is the same. It removes the blue light, which can strain your eyes, and it also makes it really difficult to sleep. And so one thing I do is I use Night Shift on my phone or on my computer. I use Flux at justgetflux.com. Again, it's completely free. And depending on where the sun is in your location, it'll change the tint in the screen that you're looking on. And it's cool because you don't even notice it's changing until you turn it off, and then it just bright as day, and it's like, wow, I can't believe that the computer screen can be so bright. So it changes when it needs to change based on science, based on your eyes and biology. So check that out. That's really cool. Justgetflux.com. And then lastly, the thing I would suggest is to take breaks every once in a while. I would give yourself 5-10 minutes every hour at least to not look at the computer, to look at stuff that's far away. That's another thing I've noticed, that when I'm looking at something and focusing on something so close to me, the things that are very far away, you know, down the street or on the other side of the house, are just blurry. And then I have to strain even more to look at those things. So I give myself time to take a break with my eyes. You know, even getting some rest or power naps throughout the day can be really helpful too. So I hope that answers your question, gives you some thoughts. Just keep up the good work, but also give yourself time to rest, because you need your eyes. You need your eyes. You need them to be healthy. You need them to see whatever it is you're looking at in order to do the work you need to do. So let's take care of them now so we can have them for longer. So best of luck. Thank you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. And to finish off, as always, I love to end with a quote. And this quote is from a good friend, Gary Vaynerchuk. He says, "Social media is not a fad because it's human." All right. Take care, humans. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.